The good news is the telethon SA Home and Land Lottery is open for business, as you know. Now, tickets are on, they're only $10, and you could win a brand spanking new Rivergum home at Mount Barker. But you'll also be helping 14 charities around South Australia. So today, I thought we'd get one of those charities in to find out exactly how your money will be spent. So it's a good afternoon to Operation Flinders. And the CEO, John Van Ruth, is with us. G'day, John.
G'day, Alan.
Welcome aboard. Lovely sunny day. Are you okay?
I'm doing fine today, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Also with us today is Chloe Smith, a past participant of Operation Flinders, who's now, she's enjoyed it so much and it's been so successful, she's a peer group mentor. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in.
No worries.
Good to see your smiling face too. John, for those who aren't familiar with Operation Flinders, what is it? Give us the overview.
So Operation Flinders is a not-for-profit program that takes youth at risk out into the remote Flinders Rangers. The idea is they hike 100 kilometres over 8 days with a whole range of activities to help build their self-esteem and make them feel good about themselves. They come with two teachers who are from the school or agency and two of our field staff who help navigate that program over those 8 days. And again, it's really about building their self-esteem and taking the young people from I can't do things to I can.
Mm-hmm. It's a great initiative. Been around for quite some time now, too.
It's 28 years.
28 years,
is it? It's been going.
How many kids would have you put through?
So over 8,000 young people we've put through the program over that time.
A lot of wonderful stories, I'd imagine, of kids at the end of the process with a big smile on their face.
You hear stories from team leaders who'll bump into kids in the street later on in life, and invariably they would say, that was a real turning point in my life. It gave me some confidence or helped me set some positive goals, and there's some fantastic anecdotes. And what we love about Op Flinders are the young people who show leadership promise that we invite back to become mentors to other young people. Such as Chloe.
So that's a good opportunity to bring you in, Chloe. You're coming back as a peer group mentor. What was your story? When did you do the first trip?
I did my first trip back in 2017. I was 15 at the time and I was a very troubled teenager in school. I was suspended every day, so the teacher saw potential for me to go. I went and then I finished it and decided I wanted to go back and mentor kids that went through exactly the same thing as I went through.
So the experience, was that good for you?
Yeah, I loved it.
You said you were getting expelled suspended almost every day. What was going on in your life?
I was just angry at the world because I was getting bullied quite a lot. So I used to just fight and take my anger out on people just that didn't like me. So the school just suspended me, excluded me and just didn't want me there.
When you look back on that, that must have been pretty tough.
Yeah, it was a tough time in my life, but it's my past and it's made me who I am today.
So how did you end up becoming part of Operation Flinders? You said your teacher nominated you?
Yeah, so some teachers didn't want me to go, but one teacher saw like a lot of potential in me and pushed for me to go on the trip because obviously I was year 11, so I wasn't allowed to go because it was year 9 and 10, but she pushed for me to go and made it happen.
So we made an exception for you and let you go on board.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, how good's that, John?
Every young person is exceptional.
Yeah. So what was it like, Chloe? You know, you get thrown in a four-wheel drive, you pack your backpack and your swag, get in a four-wheel drive and get marched up to the Flinders. Well, you don't get marched, but you get taken up the Flinders Rangers.
Yeah, it was a very tough situation. I had separation anxiety from Mum, so that was the hardest thing, not being able to be in contact with her. But I love camping, so it was a very good experience.
And it is bush camping, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're actually hiking. How far was the hike?
Well, it was 100 k's over 8 days.
How'd you go?
I loved it.
Did you? Yeah. I think that's where I'd fall down, John. Probably about lunchtime on the first day. Are we there yet? What was it like bonding with the other kids, though, that were on the trip with you?
Obviously, because they were younger, it was a lot tougher for me to bond with them because they all knew each other because they were from the same year. But by the end, we all had a pretty good bond.
And literally bush camping, do you have to, am I right, you've got your backpack on and you have to cart it and do you carry your swag and all that?
Well, we carry a hoochie and a mat, but yeah, we carry our bag the whole way.
Yeah, and do you get to sleep in a swag or out in the open?
We have a hoochie over us, so it's just like a tarp.
Right.
Yeah.
What time of the year did you do yours?
I did August to September.
What was the weather like?
It was warm but cold at night.
Yeah. It'd be freezing at night, wouldn't it? Hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you get out of it? What, you personally, what did it do for you?
It taught me how to, like, control my anger, just taught me so many skills in life and showed me that I can do what I set my mind to. I have more potential than I've seen in myself.
Do you wish it had been longer?
Yeah, definitely.
And that's obviously why you've gone back.
Yeah.
To, A, enjoy the experience, but also share your experience with other kids that are going through what you've already come out the other side of.
Yeah, so I decided to go back because I can feel connection with the kids that are gone through what I went through.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. John, is this a typical story? Is Chloe's a typical story, or is it a whole range of issues?
Very, very much, very typical. The young people that come often struggle to get along, may not be close friends, but our whole program is designed so over those 8 days, whether they be going abseiling or fending for themselves, cooking, preparing the fire, setting up their own tents and hutches, they all learn over that time to help each other, rely on themselves, trust each other's, and trust the adult leadership group. And the nice part about it is using the nature and those tools and those adventures that they go through is you're able to teach the young people all those life lessons that you can use those experiences for. And towards the end of the 8 days, you see the young people actually starting to adopt the narrative of, you know, making sure everyone's in for the ride and, you know, everyone's getting along and everyone can do it. You know, when you see them all encouraging each other to abseil when it's something that's really scary, it's a phenomenal experience to see the young people who might in the schoolyard be bullying each other, turning around and actually really supporting each other. So it is a very common phenomenon that you see through nature, and just, you know, being stuck nowhere, there's nowhere to hide, you've just got to get through it together, and building that bond as a team, and you start to see the leadership qualities and, you know, great qualities like Chloe showing now is helping lead and helping support others.
Do you come across some individuals, though, that it just, you know, they hit the wall and I cannot handle, I cannot do this. I'm not going to go abseiling. I'm not going to set up my sleeping bag.
The beautiful thing is, it's what we call time and space.
Yeah.
Is there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
Sit, wait. There's a saying at Operation Flinders of, you know, don't just stand there, do nothing. And quite often it's great to just let time and just relaxed. It's non-confrontational. And sometimes, yeah, we might have a young person who might sit or refuse to move. And you simply wait. And we accommodate that through a range of supports from base camp, including even moving the campsite, you know, 4 or 5 kilometres to a different spot just to accommodate, because the team had really been struggling. They don't realise that. They're still succeeding.
Right.
But we're actually accommodating the fact that it doesn't always go smoothly. But again, that's the beauty of being so remote, is there's nowhere else to go. The fastest way to finish the program is to finish the program.
Is to get to the other end. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, get
that's
through those 8 days. Yeah, yeah. We're talking about the wonderful Operation Flinders is what it's called. Not to mention the fact that you're in an absolutely fantastic part of South Australia. We've got the boss of Operation Flinders with us at the moment, and also we've got Chloe Smith, who has been through it, and she's now stepping up as a peer group mentor. More of her story coming up after this, but first, just out of